15 and a half before 6. Yes, we're ahead of time. The trains are running ahead of schedule. And we're already starting the best 5 minutes of the day. So if you set your alarm to wake up to this, well, it'll already be in progress, Jason Kanz.
Yeah, maybe set your alarm 5 minutes earlier.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. So, yeah, it's been I've been keeping track of when I've been waking up this morning. It was like 2:45, 1 in the morning, stayed up for an hour, and then went back to sleep. And then today was good, more 3:30. I'll handle that, you know.
Yeah, yeah, my typical again, up at 4:30, and yep. Yeah, it's I would like that where I could just, as we talked about earlier in the week, you know, just kind of wake up 5 minutes before my alarm and then be good to go.
Yeah, that friend that you said that would set her alarm during the night because she liked the fact she had more. Yeah. That's different. That's different.
Yeah, I would have said crazy, but you know, I not the approach I would have taken. So
Okay. So I know you said you're going to celebrate Heather's milestone birthday later, but I mean, was there any birthday cake in the Kanz household yesterday?
There was no cake. We ended up getting so last night was the Memorial Band Pops concert, and so we were there all night, and they had pie, so we ate pie last night as a part of that. And but no birthday cake in the house.
That raises, it seems like recently I was somewhere where people asked the question, it was like an icebreaker question, cake or pie? And it was like, wow, you can't lose with either one, right?
Yeah, when Tessa was very little, probably before she was two, or right around that time, she said, do you know what would be great? Pie on cake. That would be delicious. And she's not wrong.
Yeah, wow, that's quite the treat. That's quite the treat.
Yeah, what would you pick, pie or cake?
Yeah, that's. I think you always say it depends, right? Like, I typically say I'm an apple pie guy, but there are others. Yeah. I mean, the seasonally, like pumpkin with some whipped cream is really hard to beat, right?
Well, I don't like pumpkin pie, but yes.
Really? You don't like pumpkin pie?
There's a lot of things I don't like. I messaged you last night and told you I also don't like walnuts. So,
I guess you do. There is, you know, a couple of days ago it was Raisin Day. And when I brought it up, I played this report from Bree Tennis for Caleb on the air. 35% of people like do not like raisins, and so 65% do. So you're in the minority, but still,
I am.
I actually used the wording when I was putting the podcast together. When I talked to Caleb about it, I used the wording and I said, "Unfortunately, I like raisins." I'm like, "What was that?" Was somehow under the negative. I felt the haters, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it should be me that's in the unfortunate category, right? Because I'm in the minority here, and
I did
like the California raisins when they were on TV.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah. But they talked about that in the report that some of the PR campaign. I mean, they're, you know, you got to understand the raisin folks are like, what if we could get those other 35%? Think about the market, you know.
Right. For sure. So absolutely.
All right.
Never know what we're going to talk about.
Yeah. Acts 1:13-17 today.
13-17, 15-17.
It says, 15. Right.
During this time, when about 120 believers were together in one place, Peter stood up and addressed them. Brothers, he said, the scriptures had to be fulfilled concerning Judas, who guided those who arrested Jesus. This was predicted long ago by the Holy Spirit, speaking through King David. Judas was one of us and shared in the ministry with us.
And you write in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, on those three verses, Peter stood up in an early church meeting of about 120 people, and he told them the scriptures were fulfilled regarding Judas, just as the Holy Spirit said through David. We counted him as a brother and co-laborer, but he's no longer among us. So with the help of God's Spirit, we have a decision to make. Judas's betrayal was hard to understand for the disciples. He had lived and served with them, but then committed treason against my son. Even though his treachery was prophesied 1,000 years earlier, it was no less confusing. Betrayal hurts and disorients, stirring many emotions.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that idea of things are not always, don't always make sense, right, even within the church. And I think we, even for me now, trying to make sense of the story of Judas and how that all fits into the grand scheme is a challenge.
Yeah, and I think in terms of a betrayer, it calls to mind people have said, you know, none of us want to have somebody betray us, somebody who is really close, but turn and put the knife in.
Yep.
And yet, you know, the commentary or the meme was like, you know, on our road to Christ likeness. I mean, he had a betrayer and what makes us think we wouldn't, you know?
Yeah, relationships are not perfect this side of heaven. So,
yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you, friend. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Later. There we go. Pie on top of cake. Wow, that's quite the concept. I think that line made the best of the week. Yeah, and birthday Bob. Yeah, I'm aware. Yeah, Dean Valentine with a birthday today. And Bob says, looking good as we're celebrating the National Day of Prayer and your special day as you're hanging tight to your 50s, brother. All right, well, do we have an actual age on Dean? He is so generous and thoughtful and kind. When Mabel Louise passed in December at the age of 101, Dean, he makes these plaques. I mean, he's got pictures and writing, and it's just so good. He did one for Steve Snyder. And so Dean tops our birthday list today, as does Kathy Scholl, the wife of Fred. And you hear Fred, of course, through the night, through the week, and Rod now back on the weekends. That's great, too. Boy, we got it covered through the night, don't we? It's hard to sleep. You just want to stay up and listen to those guys. But anyhow, Kathy Scholl, happy birthday to that great woman of God. Roger Outdorf today. Tony Pilgrim, the dentist extraordinaire at Fall Creek Dental. I have to give them a call today. Scott McCallum, the former governor and had been lieutenant governor after that, became governor after Tommy Thompson became Secretary of Health and Human Services in the George W. Bush administration. George Polos with a birthday today, and Jeremy Allard. Others on the national scene with birthdays today include the likes of inventor James Dyson, 77, Christine Baranski from The Good Fight, 72, fashion designer Donatella Versace, 69. Versace, by the way, just fun to say. Go ahead and say it. Versace. TV commentator Mika Brzezinski on MSNBC's Morning Joe, 57. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, 52. Former soccer star David Beckham, 49. Jenna Von Oy from Blossom, 47. Kumail Nanjiani, also fun. Just a lot of fun names to say today. He's 46. Ellie Kemper from The Office is 44. And Princess Charlotte, the daughter of Prince William and Kate Middleton, she is 9. Out of luck. We don't give you a lot of 9-year-old birthdays, but we just did right there. Promise of the day, Psalm 139, verses 7 through 10. Now, you think about fearfully and wonderfully made from that psalm, but what about there is no place you can go to escape my presence? That's Psalm 139, verses 7 through 10, paraphrased. Go check the devotion that goes with it at 365promises.com. Well, Caleb, it is ukulele day, so you'll notice the background music we've got.
Yes, it's also sneezing season, Havo, as imminent for the 50 million Americans who suffer from seasonal allergies or hay fever, the most common allergy in the United States. This is the time of year when the sneezes come fast and furious.
Now, Caleb, I know people who suffer, and I'm sure you do as well, but do you personally?
No.
Yeah, me either. So, for 40% of Americans who typically sneeze more than 3 times in a row, now is the time to stock up on tissues.
A survey of more than 1,000 adults found that 24% of respondents said they typically sneeze twice in a row, while 36% sneeze only once at a time.
Interesting. Although 75% of men and women surveyed said that they cover their nose every time they sneeze, 25% admitted they don't perform the traditional act of etiquette.
Now, this is interesting. When it comes to noise levels and techniques, men, it's probably Department of Obvious, outsound women nearly 2-1, with 46% of males considering themselves, quote, loud and proud sneezers.
Yeah. The survey found uncovered how men and women attempt to stop a sneeze.
More than half of those surveyed said they don't try to hold it in when they feel a sneeze coming on. Instead, they let it fly.
Yeah. Others claim to touch their nose,
hold their breath,
press their finger to the area above the lip,
or look into the sun or light. I have tried that before because I've heard, oh yeah, if you look up at a fluorescent light or something. I really don't know if that works.
One of the great challenges, right, is they say nobody can keep their eyes open when they sneeze. So try it sometime.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not hoping to go into a sneezing fit soon, but we'll give that a shot.
Apparently, we're putting some things off, huh?
Yes. Do you have one of those tasks on your to-do list that you just can't seem to find time for? Well, good news, I guess. You're not alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. 14 different things on this list the average person is currently putting off. They include odd jobs around the house,
going for medical checkups,
sorting out cabinets and spring cleaning,
paying your bills. That's a pretty important one not to put off.
Taking unwanted items to the store or selling them online.
Getting in for that next haircut.
Mm-hmm. Catching up with friends.
Or budget planning / reviewing your finances. The average adult putting off 14 things on their to-do list. These are just some of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, probably people are not eager to call us and tell us what they're
what are you
off.
Putting off? Yeah, let's right. dish on that today.
And they're going to be like, I'm going to put that off, getting a hold of you guys. Well, we're asking you, please don't put off contacting us with a song you'd like to hear on this National Day of Prayer. 715-396-1670.
Hi. Good morning. I was wondering if you could play, it's kind of an oldie, but it's Jackie Vasquez, I Promise. It actually is the song that I had played during our wedding. I just love this song because it just, I don't know, it's amazing. Girls and boys today, you know, it's hard to save yourself for marriage. And so I love this song because it captures this, just this moral that I lived by until I got married. So I just think it's really important for this to be something that's instilled in our children. So anyway, if you could play that for me, I haven't heard it on the radio for a good while. So all right, have a great day. Bye-bye.
I'd love to be an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I truly like to be. 'Cause if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be in love with me. A big parade is...
There but would go. They love this drink? That I'm not sure about.
I'm not sure, yeah.
This is from about a month ago. It came from right before April Fool's Day. But for realsies, convenience store chain 7-Eleven unveiled a new sparkling drink right before the 1st of April.
Yeah.
And evidently, no fooling, this is something that they actually created.
Yeah, that's right. The drink named the Big Bite Hot Dog Sparkling Water was created without the involvement of a particular group and hopes to translate the taste of 7-Eleven's hot dogs plus mustard and ketchup condiments into liquid form.
Yes. Again, in case you're missing the headline, hot dog flavored water.
Yes.
7-Eleven writes of the Big Bite Hot Dog Sparkling Water in a press release, quote, "Gone are the days of alternating bites of a hot dog with sips of a beverage. Now those on the go can swap the bun for the bubbles."
Oh, thank you. That is unappealing.
Kind of feel like it'd be a hard pass for me. I mean, I remember my uncle would used to talk about, it's like, oh, if things are really tight, it's like you have, he called it wiener water soup, right? So you make the hot dogs and then, you use the hot dog flavored water as soup the next day. And not sure that I ever thought of just putting that in a bubble. And drinking it. But each is her own.
It got me thinking of what are other flavored waters? I'd say like cucumber flavored water, probably not.
A little melon in there, watermelon, strawberry, etc. So hot dog is not, again, a flavor that I would have imagined.
And if somebody's like, oh, we'll jazz it up with some mustard and ketchup taste. No, thank you.
Hi, I'm calling to nominate my daughter, Alexa Vincent-Spittleberg, for the Unsung Hero giveaway. She's a selfless mother who deserves to have a night out with her daughter, and I think this movie would be something they would both truly enjoy. Went to see it with my mom last weekend, so I'd like to have them have the chance to go together to see it. Thank you.
Thank you much, Shelley, for that call this morning on WWIB, and that's exactly what we're talking about. She just won herself a pair of tickets to see Unsung Hero at Micon Cinema. Well, you know, for a lot of people, they got their taxes in already, but there's always next year, right?
Thinking about next year and saying, man, I wish I could have kept a little bit more in my pocket. Here's some strange tax deductions, strange but true, that maybe will help you before next April 15th.
For instance, if gambling losses while gambling winnings are taxable income, the IRS allows taxpayers to deduct their gambling losses up to the amount of their winnings.
Or just don't gamble and keep more money in your pocket. I mean, you could do that, too. But snacks, also another strange tax deduction, but daycares can deduct set amounts for the breakfast, lunch, and snacks provided to children in their care. So, again, if you're having Swiss cake rolls at 10 a.m. this morning, you probably will not be able to deduct that. But if you run a daycare, there you go.
How about goldfish crackers? Yeah. Your pool or hot tub. If you are self-employed and use your backyard pool or hot tub to entertain clients or employees, you may be able to deduct a portion of your operating costs and even the initial installation. Just make sure to carefully document the business uses.
That is actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pet food. For the most part, deducting medical expenses for pets is not allowed as a medical expense on your tax return. The only exception would be when an animal is a certified service animal like a guide dog to assist you. Then there could be some tax deductions there. Handy.
And finally, how about clarinet lessons? Believe it or not, the IRS has allowed deductions for clarinet lessons as a medical expense in certain circumstances where the lessons were recommended by a doctor to help treat a health condition like stammering or neurological issues. Now, you'll need a physician's letter to claim this one.
I have never heard of a prescription for clarinet.
Yeah, right.
But if you can get one, you can deduct it.
There you go.
Strange but true tax deductions, thinking ahead to tax time next year.
Only on the WIB Wake Up Show do we go from this to hot dog water all in 1 hour.